Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Boney M shot to number one on this day back in 1978 with The Rivers of Babylon. The single stayed at the top of the charts for 5 weeks and was one of many hits for the group. Here's Liz Mitchell, the lead vocalist.
I do believe love, honesty is very important. And over the years, that's the only thing I know, is to be true to myself. And to be, if I'm true to myself, I think I'm true to everyone else. And I think that everything I've done in the musical Boney M has that essence, that truth about it. And that's, I think, what people probably feel. I don't know.
By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yeah, we wept when we remembered Zion.
I don't want.
10 years later in 88, Scottish band Fairground Attraction were at number one with Perfect. The song won the award for Best Single at the 1989 Brit Awards. The group featured Eddie Reader, who had previously worked as a backing singer with the Eurythmics and Sandy Shaw. The group were never interested in becoming stars, they just loved their music.
I don't personally like the word, but I think chart success, that's all relative. I mean, if we didn't have a chart system, we'd probably have another system, but it's just a case of who's buying your record. It's nice to know people like it.
That's
sure. Nice.
It's got to be, yeah.
Kylie got her second solo number one on this day in 1989 with Hand on Your Heart. The song was written and produced by Stock, Aitken and Waterman.
I remember being asked about reinvention for so many years, and I always found it kind of a difficult question because it's something that came very naturally to me, and it was as much about growth and change as opposed to I'm going to reinvent myself and go from black to white. I think if you're not being inspired by things around you, isn't that called dead?
Couple of birthdays today. Richie Valens was born on this day back in 1941. And Stevie Wonder turns 70 today, one of the most creative musical figures of the late 20th century, who has been blind from shortly after birth. Over 40 US and UK top 40 singles, and he shares this advice for upcoming musicians.
If you know you have that gift, you have to be committed. You've got to give it all. And you can never think I'm the best in the world, because that's when you begin to lose it, because it's not true.
That is Today Music, Wednesday the 13th of May, Mix 104.9.